everybody. I'm Dr. Bryke, and this is the Veterans Health Forum, our weekly podcast dedicated to the health and wellness of our veterans. We are continuing today with Professor Koscek from Slovenia, the part two of Rogaška Slatina, the mineral water of Donut. Hi, Marco. How are you?
Hello. I'm okay. Again, eagerly awaiting to, I hope, very nice and lively discussion.
So let's drink the water. So let's go in.
Oh, let's go.
Actually, I have a bottle of an original donut butter.
Yeah.
So bring up the part two, and
here we are.
Right. Okay. Right. So the donut water. Now Marco did Professor Koscek did the tourism part, and I was stepping into the part number two, which is the medical part of Donut. What we see here on the screen is one of the most incredible things you can will ever see. If you look in there and it says 0.3 liters. Now, everybody in America will know, hopefully, a liter is roughly a quarter of a gallon, right?
Yep.
So we have 4 gallons. I'm giving you this this little bit of calculation for your understanding. So we have 4 liters in a gallon, right?
Yep.
So now here we are talking about 0.3 of a quarter. Now that means a small...
One third of a liter.
A very small, a glass of water. Put it that way. Let's say a glass of water.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, what does it mean, a glass of water? 10 bananas.
Yeah.
That is the potassium of 10 bananas. Now, if we were going to go to say that you are drinking a glass of water, and I live in Florida, and we work outside, and we do a lot of things also in summer, not necessarily in a high sun, but even in... I mean, you could end up drinking 1 single liter of water into one session because you are that kind of thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that would be 30 bananas.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody understand what 30 bananas means? No human being can eat it. Yes, you can, probably, but you'll end up very sick.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what a liter of donut water contains. It's the highest possible magnesium concentration coming naturally in a liter of water.
Mm.
So therefore, nobody of common sense will drink or start gulping the water, particularly when you come for the first time in there and you're going to start drinking the water. You have to be in moderation drinking that water because of the huge quantity of magnesium. Now, what do we mean with that? You can dissolve magnesium in water and make it even more concentrated, but that would be absolutely either a medicine or a poison. So now, coming naturally out of the ground, the concentration, what you see in there, it's absolutely relevant for one reason. There is no other mineral water we know about anywhere in the world with that concentration of magnesium. So
absolutely right.
So if your doctor, I'm sorry, Marco, continue.
Just to say, this bottle which you see here on the picture, this is the bottle probably having this 0.03 liters. So you have, of course, liter bottles, but this is the small bottle. I am consuming every morning half of it, and then during the day another half. So this is my daily kind of portion, if you wish. And absolutely, when you get, of course, into the regular consumption, it is it missing something if I don't take it every morning. To be honest, you know.
Yeah, It's a very has a very special taste. I have an original bottle here with me. Maybe next time I will bring it to show it. It was specially designated for the export. I received it as a present from those people there. So you're seeing the 8,000 years of mineral water from that spring. So obviously everybody in the antique time knew about the water. Then the Roman time and so on, and the new modern medicine time, the water is extremely relevant. Now, we see in there another thing, and they are seeing 70% immune system and gastrointestinal. So let's talk about this for a minute. If you are in need of rejuvenation or in need of recovering your health, if you're in a so-called post-COVID time and you suffered with COVID, you suffered with recuperation from COVID, and you know as a patient that the immune system is the most important part of your body, of our body, right? If you have a good functioning immune system, you can fight a lot of infections, right? So now, back to the really from the beginning, right? I mean, the immune system, where does the immune system actually live in our body? Well, you would say, well, there is no organ of immune system. The immune system lives all over in your body. The marrow of your bones are producing the blood cells, are producing all the other cells, and so on. But we still can say that the immune system is more or less concentrated in a very high degree in the gut area. So it's an intestinal, you can say within the limits of common sense that the organ of the immune system is the gut. Now, if we are going to talk about donut and rogashka, the first thing what you are going to say, well, that mineral water affects in different kind of ways. It affects my intestines, my gastrointestinal GI tract, right? Obviously, you're drinking, it goes through you. It will affect my kidneys. It will affect my bladder. It will affect my stomach. It will affect my concentration in the blood, okay? So, and it will affect also my circulation, okay? So we are talking about the decreasing of general inflammation. We are decreasing general inflammation by using those very important minerals. Magnesium is crucially important for the well-functioning of the autoregulation system, out of our circulation system, our cells, in basically the metabolism of each cell needs magnesium. And also what's very, very important is the rate of how your heart is beating. It's also extremely important with magnesium. So here you are talking about such a huge, a vast area of chronic disease which can be affected by the water, by the donut water.
Absolutely. I can just speak about my personal experience, or if you want a personal experience of my grandfather. He had stomach problems and he was operated, I think, when he was 70, they cut half of his stomach out, you know, and then they recommended, this was back in probably 70, 75, you know, they recommended every day to drink donut mineral water, and he cured himself for another 15 years. Predictions, you know, were not very good at the time of the operations, but with this regular consumption, strict diet also, he lived another 15 years, and I am sure that so from that time, donut was always in our house. The donut helps also for the reasons which you say, not just for the stomach, but also for the other things in the body to improve and to somehow live this, let's say, good life still.
Yeah, I mean, particularly after the pandemic, we have to realize that the most precious thing what we have in our health is our immune system.
Yeah.
Right? So if our immune system functions to its optimal capacity, to the highest possible capacity, and is not impeded by all kind of chronic disease, right, then the immune system will be the ultimate defense of us against the opportunistic infections, viruses, microbes, fungi, all kind of opportunistic from outside coming in, parasites and bugs. So in other words, if I have an active and well-functioning mechanism of defense, I can have a better chance than somebody who is completely down with multiple chronic disease.
Mm-hmm.
And we know now from the Secretary of Health in America, the new Secretary of Health, Bobby Kennedy, who is constantly talking about an incredible national tragedy in America, the plague of chronic disease. Now even little kids are starting with chronic disease. So Rogashka, Donut, that area, it's actually one of the unique places where somebody who wants to do something about its immune system, refortifying the immune system, recovering the immune system, rebalancing the immune system, that is where I would go and spend a vacation. Because now we are talking here in the entire program, what we are putting together, we are doing two things. Number one, we are introducing to the American public, not only to the patients, but anybody who is a, I'm going to call the expression, health enthusiast, right? I mean, everybody who wants to stay healthy and wants to do something for his health, we're introducing the idea that such vacations, a vacation where you have a wonderful time in a wonderful place, but you're doing the best you can also for your health in the same time. I mean, how many win-win-win situation you have here, right? I mean, everything is just a winning situation, because not only that you have a phenomenal time in a perfect place, but in being there, in doing there, in doing, living there for 5 weeks, for 4 or 5 weeks, you're also doing something incredible for your immune system.
Absolutely.
For your general health. Because as you said, Marco, your grandfather with a stomach problem. Now, how many here, if I'm going to go to enumerate a couple of chronic afflictions, and I'm talking about top to the bottom, why don't we start with the top? The top today, it's obesity.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in America, 70% of the population, it's obese.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do anything. You take your cell phone, you stay in front of a supermarket or in front of a shopping center, and they'll start filming for 10 minutes. And mm-hmm. you watch the movie. And every single one passing in front of your camera is either a little bit overweight or outright obese.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So now we have kids who are obese, right? I mean, we have little things who are no longer on a bicycle because they cannot be on a bicycle.
Yeah.
They all have one and two cell phones in their hands. And all they do, they live in front of the cell phone and they do nothing else. So they are obese. So we are fighting obesity. We are fighting the chronic disease of malfunction of our gastrointestinal tract. Donut is typically for the GI tract, gastrointestinal tract, as you mentioned before. Now, we are doing something enormously for our immune system. From my point of view, if we forget all the rest of the things in medicine, donut is actually the promotion of the immune system. That's number one. If I have an immune system functioning properly, I have the best possible chance for the pharma medicine to help me with other things. But if my immune system is down, now I have to fight other things. Then, as I said, the obesity is very important. Detoxification. What's obesity? Overtoxification of all kinds of things. Now, to talk about part one, what we were having before. So you go into a location like Rogashka. You are changing completely your environment, right? You go in there and you do distressing. In other words, you are sitting either in a hotel. I personally will go into a vineyard cottage, sit in there, get up at whatever, sleep as long as I want, get up, go on the porch, watch the valley behind me, stay till late in the night if I want, drink some wine from the cellar, and eat a complete different diet that I'm eating here in Florida. Right, that's a detoxification. So I'm starting the process of detoxification. Mm-hmm. I'm starting the process of de-stressing. Obviously, I'm not in stress if I'm living there. Obviously, I'm not. And I'm doing now my gastrointestinal, my microcirculation because of the stress. I'm reducing the inflammation of my body. I'm doing something for, I'm regulating my heartbeats. My stress is bringing the heartbeats down. The increase in the volume of my capillaries is decreasing my blood pressure. So my general inflammation is getting lower and lower and lower. In other words, what's happening there is that my food, my toxification, my level of stress, my level of not sleeping properly, it's causing my general inflammation. So now I'm doing something against that. So now I'm going into kidneys. Let's just say somebody goes in there and has kidney problems. Well, donut is exactly for that, right? Let's just say somebody is going in there because just simply it's overstressed. Well, now the mineral water is there, but you are changing the environment. So the changing of the environment will take care of your stress. So you're doing a lot of interactions in order to get better. Now, we are talking about magnesium in here, but donut has also calcium in it, has also potassium in it, has also different other minerals or trace elements what we have. But if we are talking about the three major elements, calcium, potassium, and magnesium, well, this is all what has to do with our internal auto-regulation.
Okay, I'll just put the next slide which you are talking about. So basically,
I could have talked on that. I forgot about that.
I mean, just carry on. I mean, this is all what you said, and I think it's really important to understand that this is really some special mineral water, a unique composition which is clinically proven, well, I'm not an expert on this field, but if people can just read this slide, you can see that magnesium works in more than 300 biochemical processes. Your body needs it. So this is really absolutely something which should be, and I would just want to convince you that this is where people are going, and this is in Slovenia, in this part of Europe, a well-known place where you would really do it on the natural way without chemicals, you know, to improve the immunity.
Yes, this is what people today don't understand, and this is an absolute the quintessential thing for when you start taking minerals, when you start taking, you know, supplements. And now we are manufacturing supplements too. So there is one major thing. It's the fact that all those minerals what you see in there are dissolved naturally in a natural water, in a natural out of the ground coming water. There is no chemical or chemistry behind them. There's nobody in there measuring, mixing, non-mixing, and so on. I'm going to tell you and for the audience something which is, you know, it might be controversial, but so what? Whenever you manufacture something, medicine, supplements, whatever, You are mixing something which comes out of the nature. You are, working on it. You are trying to extract whatever you want to extract out of it to fit your agenda. You are putting it together and you are handling it to the patient. Now, the biggest problem what anybody will gonna have right in here in America when you do supplements is to find pristine ingredients to put in your supplements so that you can say to your patients, to people swallowing your supplements, that indeed that is the best what you could find global wise. Now, when you look at those minerals in there, they are God's chemistry. There is nothing more pure than that. There is no human hand in there. There is no hygiene problems. There is no purity problems. Yeah. There is no delivery and packaging and microplastics and micro crap and everything what's going on in what we're ingesting every day. That is pure. And this is what people have to understand.
Yeah.
I can go into a lab. And any chemist will tell you, why do you have to go to Rogashka to drink mineral water? I can make you the mineral water here. Sure you can. Sure you can. But you are not going to be that pure natural stuff. So I can dissolve those minerals in the water. Is my water as pure as donut? Maybe not. Is it sulfured here? Is it chlorinated here? Is it treated here to be pure? Now my magnesium, my calcium, my phosphates and all the other ones, when they are coming from the suppliers, are they pure? Oh well, we don't know. We assume and we believe so. Yep. But is it true? Well, I don't have to doubt that. If I go to that beautiful pavilion, what you showed me the picture before, and I put my glass in there, and the water comes directly from the ground, as it did 8,000 years ago, I know damn well that I don't have to trust, to learn to trust something. I can trust it 100%.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, now, so this is probably the moment where we can move and just say that, look, of course, you don't drink this donut like beer or maybe wine, you know.
You can, but if you do so, you better be close to a bathroom.
We know that good things are always to be taken in small portions, you know. And here are some recommended quantity, which if you collect all these, would be half a liter a day, enough.
Right. So now we are coming to the beginning where we were talking about the donut water. How unimaginable concentrated that water comes from the ground.
Yeah.
Right? If you look at those numbers and you see 0-1 in the middle before breakfast, 0-1 liter. That is one swig of water.
Yeah.
That is two swallowings of a water. That's all what it is, 0.1. Right now you have before dinner 0.1, 0.2. I mean, those are extremely small quantities. Extremely small, and they are my people. They are therapeutic. In other words, they are showing a medical response.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to prove the point, double it, triple it, then you will see yourself how your body will react.
Absolutely. No need. So these are the quantities which are part of the drinking donut program, which is created by doctors who are there for a long time, and of course who also goes together with the balanced diet as part of the health lifestyle. You know, basically you combine it with good gastronomy, also wine, and why not, but in let's say controlled quantities. Normally this water should be drinked at room temperature, or if you have some, for instance, digestion problems, They recommend it warm, to be warm, to put a little bit warmer temperature. So that's how the recommendation goes here, you know. And of course, here are some things which you also already talking, and I would suggest that maybe you just carry on. What is all cured in Rogaška Slatina? These are absolutely some programs which are developed here, and part of the treatment is also donut mineral water, not the only part, but part of the accompanying treatments also somehow comes from the donut mineral water.
Now, first of all, if you're looking here, this is exactly what our veteran rehabilitation program is incorporated or is built upon, right? I mean, first of all, you're looking there to the right, and it says chronic gastrointestinal disorders. Obviously, the first thing which I'm going to be thinking of donut water and Rogaška will be that, will be the GI tract, because the GI is directly influenced, automatically influenced by the water. I mean, from the first swig of water, you know you drank some very, very potent potion there. Okay, now to mention what you said before, and that's a very important point, I want to stress it out. You do not go in there nilly-willy and you start filling up your glass and one glass after the other. If you have any pre-existing condition, you have plenty of doctors in that area who can advise you exactly what to do, what not to do.
Absolutely.
Right? So you are not on your own. You are not experiencing and trying to develop your own regimen, your own clinic. To do your own clinical study. You don't have to do it. It has been done over the last thousands of years. So gastrointestinal, that's very, very important. Now, I'm going to jump to the next very important thing, which is diabetes. We know now, 1 out of 3 in America is pre-diabetic or diabetic. What the hell is going on? And what's going on is nothing else but the nutrition. Now we have a problem with the nutrition, right? Now we have a problem with the fact that we are destabilizing our consumption of sugar and the metabolism of sugar. Now, one thing is very important, which you probably didn't address, and we probably don't have it in here. When you are introducing magnesium in your system, okay, and I mean a higher concentration of magnesium, not a toxic, you don't want to reach the toxic degree, but you are introducing magnesium to your body. A couple of very important things happen there, in addition to whatever we addressed before. First of all, how many times we heard the fact that people today are under stress? You see in the first one, right on top in there, stress, depression, and burnout. Typical things of the 21st century. Typical things of the 20s, of the 19th century, that when the course was starting developing, that was the reason all those folks from the cities, from the big metropolitan areas, went to those remote places just because of that. Now, when you are under stress and so on, a lot of things happen in your body. But when you introduce magnesium in there, somebody who suffers of migraines. Now, we know there are tons of migraines medications out there. We know that some people toughen it out. They just go through the migraine. I don't know what migraines are, so I'm not talking about on my own experience, but there are a lot of people in there having migraines. The best thing what you can do is double down on magnesium. Magnesium will possibly, milk of magnesia. If you have milk of magnesia, and donut is better than any milk of magnesia, so to speak, it will shut down your migraine in half an hour, okay? Instead of suffering for days, some people suffer for days of that. That must be horrible. Just get magnesium milk. And so now we are going down to diabetes. So why diabetes is so important? Because right now we know that diabetes is not an illness, it's a malfunction. It's actually a derail of our digestive tract. That's what diabetes is. You introduce magnesium in there, you introduce a new type of supplements, a new type of diet, a new type of managing your entire day, right? Here you go. Now you are affecting your diabetes, the degree of diabetes considerably. I am not saying you will cure it. I would say it will become more and more manageable. Okay? Now, we go back to the stress and depression and burnout. It's obvious. If I'm going to spend 5 weeks in a vineyard cottage over there, what kind of a health stress I'm going to have? No stress. Yeah. No way I can have stress, right? Drink wine in moderation. So, in other words, drink wine, do your barbecue in there, do your local food, eat in moderation, and boom. Now you have in there insomnia. What the hell? Those people don't have insomnia when they go in there and they sit in there. They sleep like logs, right? Mm. Because when you diminish the stress, you diminish also the insomnia precursor. What is insomnia? The fact that you're not producing enough melatonin. The fact that your melatonin is down into the bucket. Now you have to take melatonin pills in order to fall asleep. That's a baloney. That's a bullshit. And it is a baloney because when you reach that 3 a.m. time when your biological clock is shifting from one day to another in the middle of the night, after the middle of the night, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, then insomnia is in essence, it's indicating to you that your hormones are completely derailed.
Mm.
Right? So now you're talking about stress and insomnia. They go together. You're talking about stress and diabetes. They go together. You're talking about chronic digestive and so on, gastrointestinal and diabetes and stress and insomnia all together. Now you're going to constipation, heartburn and swelling. Okay, constipation. Why would you have constipation if you eat properly? Because people don't eat properly. That's why they are obese. How much fiber do those people eat? Nothing. Everything is pre-chewed, right?
Mm.
Yes. You're taking it out of the plastic pack, you put it in the mouth, dissolves in your mouth, you don't even need a gastrointestinal system. It goes through you, boom, right? Now, yeah, constipation. Drink a donut. I swear one thing, you drink a little bit more than a half of a glass of water and you never knew what constipation meant. You're probably going to learn a new idea, which is called diarrhea.
Okay. <That's right.
laughs> So in other words, you're just one thing with constipation, you can be sure. You're going there to drink that donut water, you never knew what constipation meant.
Mm.
And constipation translates into self-intoxication. Now, the toxicity in your body because of constipation, it's through the roof. Okay? Back and joint pain. Okay, back and joint pain. Lack of magnesium, lack of calcium, lack of potassium. Again, we are destabilized. Also very important, back and joint pain. What do we know about it today? It's called the microcirculation. It's called the general inflammation. If I'm going to have a general inflammation in the joint system, I will not going to have the cartilage. The cartilage is a very tricky tissue. The cartilage has a very reduced metabolism. The cartilage has to be nourished, so to speak, by remote from the environment. The cartilage doesn't have a microcirculation of its own. So if I don't have a proper and proper functioning capillary circulation in my joints, the cartilage is going down the hill. And that's what the whole problem is. Plus, I have inflammation of the connective tissue around the joints. Now I'm going into a self-destruct mechanism altogether. A perfect picture for Donald right in there. The 2, 4, 6 major points. Perfect, Marco.
Excellent, Florian. So here are some top services which they are offering. As we can see, variety of different things, starting from balneotherapy, therapy, drinking therapies, physiotherapy, manager checkups, medical wellness, diagnostic examination. So all this is in the health center. I think over 100 different doctors and specialists which could really give you the best treatment, the best examination before the treatment is prescribed, because this is all prescribed on personal level.
And more than that, you have in there the medical wellness. Okay, so our program, the entire veteran rehabilitation system, is not only for a sick individual. It's not only for a patient who is really looking for a cure. It's also for a healthy individual who is trying to stay healthy.
We are talking more about the preventive than the curative programs, you know.
Exactly. Because more and more, even younger people are saying, well, I feel great today, so I would like to feel great today also 30 years from now. So might as well, if I'm fine now, let's try to stay fine in the future. Let's not abuse it. Let's not destroy it. And Professor Resch is making a very perfect point in here, saying that the body itself will tell you. You have to listen to your body. The body will tell you what degree of health you are in. You may not, and we are debating, me and him, we are debating this all the time. The pharmaceutical medicine today evaluates you as a patient based on particular standards, lab tests, and computerized values. You may be absolutely healthy, and you may feel absolutely fantastic, and you would be in one or the other area of the chart with something. And I'm going to simply say this, okay? Let's just say you are a big meat eater. Let's just say you eat fat. Let's just say your cholesterol level is through the roof, but you're healthy. Now, by all means, if the doctor takes your blood and sees the cholesterol, oh, we have to put you on Lipitor. Oh, why not? Right? The more Lipitor you ingest, the more fat medicine you get in body, the more Lipitor your body will produce to compensate for that. Mm-hmm. So here we go into treating the patient based on lab work. That is not what balneo medicine is about.
Absolutely.
And that's the first, I'm glad that it is the first one right on top. Balneotherapies. Rogashka is the quintessential balneotherapy location. I mean, Rogashka is in the middle of a pristine area, retirement area, what you want, nature, the best possible mineral water you can get, the longest possible tradition, everything right together. You cannot be in a better place.
Okay, we have a couple of last things which we probably already talked about. So all these programs are guided, means that you are followed by doctors, by specialists, by physicians. With the experts, you will be given some programs. The length depends how you want to organize that. Here are some examples of 6 days programs, 14 days programs, 3 weeks programs, depending, you see. So all that.
I like that. Better digestion in 6 days.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, it's great, but I mean, if you think about this, in 6 days, personally, I think that the slogan is perfect, right? It only proves to you what a super product that mineral water is, right? I mean,
yeah.
That talks to itself. For me, coming from America, I would say, in 6 days, my dear people, I'm barely finding my way out of the house, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
So I will need another 3 weeks to move around and another 3 weeks to put myself back on the way home. So I would say for somebody who crosses the Atlantic, goes in there, always think about it, minimum 4 to 5 weeks. That
yeah.
would be my advice to everybody.
Well, I made myself the program, not in Rogaška, because I wanted to have a test on myself. And I stayed for 5-6 days. And whether you believe or not, at the beginning, you'll get the complete examination, blood tests and everything. In 6 days, my cholesterol went down to minimum, you know. I think I lost 5-6 kilos. I mean, all elements, but I went into the detoxination program, you see. So it was juices only, and I didn't have any other food for 6 days, which was quite nice experience. And you don't need to go to such severe treatments because you will also need advice whether you are really healthy for that, you know. So all this is somehow followed, guided by doctors. Health center is there 24/7. And they all gladly help you and give you the treatments which basically would, you know, even for ladies, if for instance you come with a family or with a spouse, that means there are health services, beauty programs, well-being services, which are for people who just want to be on the leisure program, you know, no problem.
Yeah, and if you stay in here for a second, you see in there, in the first line in there, where it says Medical Center Rogaška, based on 400 years tradition. Okay, that's what we are talking all the time with Professor Resch. Anytime you have something, you say something in medicine, some smart guy from the audience comes immediately and says, how many clinical studies we have to prove what you just said? Well, now here I'm coming. In the matter of balneomedicine, medicine, you have medical studies which go over millennia, which go over 2,000 years, right? That is where the whole thing about balneomedicine medicine is. When you go to those centers here, they put modestly 400 years. Before the 400 years, what you see in here, how many more 100 years, what you can see in your timetable, what you give me before? How many more centuries before people cure themselves with that mineral water?
Mm.
So those are the medical studies which go way beyond any other possible medical study done today in a laboratory, in an industry. Some pharma medicine spits out a product and he says, well, we run 300 cases and we think that this is safe, give me a break. What about we run 400 years? What about we run 2,000 years? What about we run tens of millions of people over the last 2,000 years and we know it's safe? What about that?
Mm.
See, this is how people, you know, being interested in our program should understand. The medical study on which balneomedicine is based, it's beyond any replication in today's environments of pharma medicine. It's the pure experience of millennia of medicine, which you cannot duplicate. There's no way you can. So if it's safe because it was safe for thousands of years, will be safe now, will be safe for another thousands of years from now on. And you don't have to double guess that. Anyway.
Okay. So once again, just to conclude with the fact that this Orgashka Medical Center is one of the largest. It is a private health center, which brings team of experts, more than 50 medical specialists, cardiologists, orthopeds, physiatrists, or I even don't know how to spell neurologists. So anyway, all these experts are available and you are in good hands coming there, getting the examinations and then being prescribed with a program which would really gives you, I think, pleasure to discover Logashka Slatina from all aspects which we were talking today.
I think that it was extremely, big value of information what we give to all people. We have to also mention that possibly the next episode in this group, in this series of episodes, will be some core places in Germany. We are preparing now Nauheim by Frankfurt, or Bad Nauheim. That's where our veteran rehabilitation program will start, actually, in Bad Nauheim. We'll have also a program similar like that going to Rogaška. There are hundreds of such centers in Europe. Each one specializes its own way, based on its own resources. So I think that the collection is immense. And for any American health enthusiast, this series will be an eye-opening for sure.
Absolutely. So we will continue with as you said, with other centers offering some maybe variety of experience, and I'm sure that this could be interesting for our public and listeners.
So I thank everybody for listening, and I hope that those two episodes, Rogaška the touristical part and Rogaška the medical part, will be a success. It's just the beginning of our series. As I said, we'll have many others coming, and it's not easy to prepare such a webinar. But once published, you can visit it again and again. It will be permanently on our website. So we thank everybody for listening and spending some medical quality time with us, guys. And just go on, drink donut water.
Absolutely.
And see how you feel, you know?
Absolutely. Thank you very much, everybody. And hope to join you, or you join us next time.
Absolutely. Thank you so much all again. Thank you, Marco, for the wonderful
Thank you, Florian, for also our, I would say, again, a very coordinated discussion.
Thank you so much. Okay, bye, guys.
Bye.